This is a quick summary for Ksuvas Daf Tes. So we start off with the statement of Rabbi Elazar that if someone says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he's Neman La Osro Olav. However, the Gemara quickly qualifies that statement and says, wait a second. Normally, if he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, there is not enough evidence to Aser her on him because it's a Sveik Sveika. Suffix number one, maybe she wasn't a Basula, but it happened before the Kiddushin. Number two, even if it happened during the period between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, maybe it was an Ones. And therefore, you have a Sveik Sveika, and even though the whole reason for Pesach Pasuach Matzasi asering on him, Rashi explains, is Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura, that a person has the right to create an Isser upon himself. Nevertheless, when faced with a double Suffake, we would not Aser her, even though he believes it to be the case, because he himself can't verify these particular sveikos. So the Gemara says this only applies to a case of an Ashes Kohen, where Ones wouldn't work, or Niskadeshes Pchusa Mibas Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, where we say that any Bia that she would have had before that, she would still be considered a Besula. So then the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of this? We have another Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin where it says, he goes over to him and he says, I was Mekadesh you, and she says, no, you weren't. So he is Aser to marry her relatives. He has to act like she's Mekadeshes to him. And she doesn't have to act like she's Mekudeshes to him. She can act like they were never married, based on the same idea, that he can create an Isser on himself. So the Gemara answers, no, if I only had that case in Kiddushin, I would have thought that's only something which he can actually state with certainty. Whereas here, what does he know? Maybe it wasn't really Pesach Pasuach. So his statement is not necessarily made with the same certainty, Kamash Malan, that if he thinks it's certain, then we believe him, Legabe, himself, and she is therefore Usher to him. Now, we have a contradictory statement from Rabbi Elazar, where Rabbi Elazar says, "Eino isha neser sal baile el iske kinu istira kamaisa shahaya." So it sounds like in order to become usher, you need kinu and stira, and he bases it on the story of David and Bathsheba. However, the Gemara then quickly qualifies that statement and says, "No, kinu and stira. What it means is that in the case of kinu and stira, you need an aid in order to create the Isser. You can suffice with one aid, but when there's kinu and stira involved, you need at least one aid. And Pesach Pasuach is considered two aidim legabe that individual. And therefore, Pesach Pasuach is going to be even stronger in terms of asering her on him, because his belief that this is the case is like two aidim. Now the Gemara will just ask a side point. Why is it that Bathsheba wasn't usher on David? Meaning there were, the way Rashi explains it, at least there were many people who knew that she took him to his palace while they were still married. So that's considered like many Edim. Or Tosus wants to explain, it's basically that he knew that they had committed an affair. So why wasn't she usher on her husband and usher on David? So the Gemara gives two possible answers. Number one, it was a case of Ones, and therefore there's no Issur Labaal and Issur Laboel in a case of Ones. Number two, because the minig was in those days to write a retroactive get that would take effect in case you died in battle, and Uriah died in battle, and therefore Lemafreya, she was a pnuya when David brought her to his palace. And he brings a source that this was the case in the wars of Shaul, and therefore David kept that minig going on. Abaye then comes along and says, I have another source. The first Mishnah in the Masechta says, B'sulanisus Yom Ravi. Right, so why? Because we're afraid that he's not going to bring her to Beis Din right away if he has a taina against her. And we see from there, he can't make her be mafsid the ksuba. So the whole reason he must be bringing her is to create an iser lebal, to aser her on him. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but that case is not talking about a tainas pesach pasuach. That's talking about a clearer taina, i.e. a tainas damim, where he says that she didn't have dam besulim, and therefore it's a clearer case in the Mishnah that he can create an Isser with a Tainus Damim. The Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is that you can even create an Isser with a Tainus Pesach Pasuach. Next, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that a Tainus Pesach Pasuach can even make her lose a Ksuva, and Rabbi Yosef wants to bring a Raya for this from the Mishnah where it says that if he stays with his wife during the period of Erusin, in Yehuda, where the minig was to have yichud, then he no longer has a taina on her if there were no eidim, because he was misyached with her and were choshesh maybe they had bia then and there. Whereas in the Galil, where the minig was not to do this, he can make a taina because there's no reason to assume that they would have been boil one another at that time. So then he tries to surmise, what's the goal over here? To aser on him, so that's all tully in what he knows happened. So if he knows for a fact that they didn't have bia, even in Yehuda, that he should be able to aser on him, elamai, it must be. We're talking about making her lose her ksuva, and a taina that he can make in Galil will make her lose a ksuva. So is that talking about, so must be, it's talking about Pesach. Pesuach and the Gemara answers the same answer. No, that's talking about a taina's damim, which is a much clearer taina. So what the Gemara concludes is that a taina's damim can make her lose a ksuva based on that Mishnah, but a taina's Pesach Pesuach, we don't have a raya from that Mishnah that he can make her lose a ksuva.